Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris.
Waves roll onto the beach. Frankie spins. She shakes vibrators like maracas. She skips and hops. Rows of vibrators dance toward her.
Frankie. Frankie. Frankie, wake up.
In an office.
Sleeping. I'm not sleeping.
You were snoring.
Because I was up all night painting. Oh, but I'm totally focused on the business. I'm a laser beam.
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. It's a busy morning. New copy machine. I'm Derek Flout.
Derek, very nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, Derek.
Likewise. So, you should know what I do is accept your loan application, or not, and hand it over to the underwriting department, most likely located in another state.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'm Grace Hansen.
And I am Frankie Bergstein, head of creative.
And this is our business plan. Very comprehensive, thoroughly proofread.
Vibrant.
Spelled with a Y for extra fun.
We make vibrators specifically designed for older women.
Derek presses a remote.
That take into account...
His door closes.
All their issues, like poor eyesight and arthritis.
Tender vaginal tissue. That's important.
I let her say that. Actually, there's no stopping her.
Okay, so we don't need to discuss every... vivid detail of the business.
Got it, Derek. Well, we would like a $75,000 loan, and we're hoping for 3.45% rather than the usual 4.1.
And I'm assuming this would be a short-term loan?
No, we'd like 10 years.
10 years? Uh-huh. And you'd be paying that back?
Well, within 10 years, as is common in a 10-year loan.
And we'll throw in a free vibrator for your lady friend. After you give us the $75,000.
Uh-huh.
With batteries.
Very nice, thank you.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that a 10-year loan would be prudent at this time for our bank with you.
Well, would a 7-year loan be prudent?
I'm not sure 7 is realistic.
What do you think is prudently realistic?
Somewhere in the 1-year range.
I'm not the accountant here, but that doesn't seem like much of a range, Derek.
I've done the break-even analysis, and it's going to take at least 4 years to... Oh, my God. I know what's going on here.
Me too. This is about you being afraid of female sexuality. You are one of those bankers who's never read Our Bodies Ourselves.
It was banned at my school, but one of my friends had it.
Oh, so you did read it. I'm confused.
He's not going to give us a loan because he thinks we're too old.
Too old? I was blasting Drake all the way here.
You know what this is? Ageist. Ageist bullshit.
Ladies, there are many, many factors that go into loan decisions.
Oh, I'm sure. There's how old you are. There's how many birthdays you have left.
How much pubic hair you have left.
See, no stopping her. Come on, Frankie, let's get out of here.
I'm going to paint a very unflattering portrait of you. Here's a flyer for my art show. You can see it there. And if you want to buy it, 75 large.
Grace opens the door. Frankie gives it an extra shove with her foot. Outside.
Okay. We have to go to a different bank. That's what we have to do.
They all need breaking up anyway. We'll start with this one. We'll form an old lady gang. We're creaky, but tough. We're forgetful, but fierce. Gravity may be no friend of ours, but that doesn't mean our bottom line will bottom out.
Life. So insulting. Do we look like we're about to die? Do we look like we're senile and can't remember anything? Where is the car?
I thought you were paying attention.
I told you to take a picture of the space.
I did.
Oh. Frankie pats herself.
I left my phone in the bank with my keys. This is going to be a weird double goodbye with Derek.
Come on.
Side by side, they head back to the bank. Frankie's loose-fitting dress billows next to Grace's trim green pantsuit. At the beach house, Grace sits at the island.
Oh, but couldn't we just sit down and talk, you know, face to face? Uh-huh. Well, youth is fleeting and you have a weird laugh. Another no. This one Googled us. She knows our combined age is 146.
Well, then time to call Tomato Bank.
What is that, some farmer's market thing?
Tomato Bank is Chinatown's most easygoing loan service. My friend Guang works there.
Well, he'll probably say no, too. Only he'll say it in Chinese.
Frankie walks away.
Hey, are you going to do the dishes?
2 days. I need 2 days. And then after the art show, I will call the banks. I will revisit the dishes.
I don't think you understand. You have paintings to finish, but I have to walk into that gallery with a loan that I can shove in our family's faces.
I think you're missing the point of my art show.
No, I'm not.
In an empty house.
Okay, everyone, come in.
Mal has the twins in baby carriers.
And this is the entranceway.
Wow.
That could be a study.
Are you squeaking?
Yeah, it's my shoes.
And this is the living room, of course.
What are they?
Golf shoes.
Why?
I'm breaking them in.
Because not only does he teach band,
I'm also coach of the girls' golf team. Thank you, Staff Cuts.
Robert hands out flyers.
And this is a fireplace, of course, and it works.
So are you kids going to Mom's opening?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We found this house on Zillow. And it was built in 1928. Now, if you'll just follow me up here, please.
Is Mitch coming?
Who's Mitch? Oh, that's your husband who doesn't come to anything. Okay, I'm sorry he didn't show up at your dog's birthday party. He was busy bringing life into this world. Not an excuse.
And this is the bedroom.
Robert opens double doors. The hallway behind him is empty.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Why do you look wistful? You never look wistful.
I can look wistful. I have moments of wist.
Bud shakes his head.
Mr. Stupid Mom, and I don't want her to be mad at me anymore.
That's the fireplace again.
She's my ride or die bitch.
Well, good, because Frankie should have the support of her family.
And Alice.
Ooh, the new lady. Then I will bring Barry, because he's been bugging me to spend more time with the family, and now everyone will be so focused on what a loser Allison is that I'll just slide him in unnoticed.
Over here is where we'll cook things.
Allison is fantastic. She has a real job. And a working vehicle.
I'm glad you're all going to be there. That'll be nice for Frankie.
Dad, you're not thinking about going, are you? No, that would be a bad idea.
Kenny Loggins bad.
Having twins bad.
This is the room where we eat the things we cook.
Don't you think she might perceive my not being there as unsupportive?
Robert returns from the patio.
And that's the car dealership.
Haven't you left her a million messages already? Has she answered one?
Not with words.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. How do you kids feel about the house?
It's great.
It's fantastic. Really? Yeah, it's really open. The feng shui is all right. But more importantly, do you like it?
We love it.
We really do. Maybe Frankie secretly wants me to be there.
Oh, God, Saul. Nice place, Dad.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Look, Dad, tile!
Love you, Dad. Love the house. Don't go to the show.
Saul and Robert sit on the steps outside the bedroom, which overlooks a patio.
Saul, the only reason you want to go to her show is because you hate it when people are mad at you.
I just prefer to have everybody like me. Or I can't leave my house. Or my bed.
Well, you do whatever you want, but I'm not going. Because unlike you, I do not enjoy going to places where I'm not wanted.
This is probably the most important day of Frankie's life. How can I not be there?
By not going. I'm going to stay home and eat guacamole with a spoon, but you're welcome to go and have yet another tortured interaction with our ex-wives.
So you're okay that things are lousy between you and Grace?
I'm not okay with it, but the art show is not the time or the place to work on our relationship.
How do you know?
Because I know everything.
What if I know going is the right thing?
I know you're wrong. And if you're hoping to get Frankie to let go of the Kenny Loggins thing, forget it. There's nothing you can do to make up for that.
There's gonna be something.
There's nothing.
Something?
Nothing.
Robert continues shaking his head. At the show, with a martini and two olives, Grace stares at the painting of Vampire Grace with a martini. At a table, Frankie rearranges squares of cheese.
Are you going to touch every piece of cheese?
Do you think it would help calm me down? Because I'll do it.
Oh, Frankie, relax. You've waited for this your whole life.
I know. It's great. It's here. It's horrible. This is a nightmare.
Frankie?
Yes?
We're going to open the doors in a few moments. Are you ready?
What are those?
We put a red dot on each painting once it sells.
Can I do it?
No. We do it.
Let her do it.
Grace sips. Cecilia hands Frankie the roll of red stickers.
Oh, God.
Maybe it's time for a little pot spray.
What if none of them sell? What if all these little red dots are here at the end of the night?
It doesn't matter, Frankie. You still did it. You pulled the show together. Babe would be so proud of you.
Oh, babe. What if she misses her dinner up in heaven, watching over this, and it's a total failure?
Maybe there's a joint in your purse that you forgot about?
Bree enters in the rainbow poncho. Oh,
hey, Mom. Frankie!
Good God, what is that?
This is the poncho that Frankie made for me. I love it. Oh, love it so hard.
Yeah, well, you're wearing it backwards. And truthfully, you don't have the body for it.
Frankie, I'm trying here.
We have a relationship to repair. We can't just throw yarn at it.
Frankie walks off.
She's a little anxious.
Still mad?
It's not like you to be upset when someone's upset with you.
I know, but it's Frankie, and she was like a mother to me. You were also like a mother to me.
Like a mother?
She wasn't a replacement mother. She was another mother. And more love. More love is so good. This is a whole village of Barry. Barry, say hello to my favorite mother. Mom, you remember Barry from the office?
It is so nice to see you again, Grace.
You too. Why are you here?
So, Mom, Barry and I are,
We are together. Is that the word you're looking for?
It's pretty close.
Good.
Goodness, I didn't... He is with you? But he's so nice.
Thank you, Mom.
Anytime, darling. You've always been like a daughter to me.
So, Grace, how are you?
Thank you for asking, Barry. I am superb. Frankie and I are fielding loan offers. It's good.
Grace wanders away.
Well, I guess she's good.
She seems really good.
Frankie eyes the gallery's patrons. Jacob arrives with flowers. Frankie gives him a quick smile.
This is amazing. How do you feel?
Frankly, I feel like barfing in my handbag.
Oh, so you found your handbag?
No, this is Grace's. Do you see any red dots?
I see the ones that's in your hand. And now I see Saul.
Saul spies them and raises his hand.
Oh, Saul. That guy's really got a pair on him.
Don't worry. I got it.
Jacob moves away. Frankie clutches the bouquet.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
So nice to meet you, too.
This is Mallory's husband, Mitch.
Bree gestures to the space beside Mal.
He's working. Oh. Yes. One of his famous emergency get out of the art show babies.
Yeah. Well, I was an art show baby. I was trying to break the tension.
Oh, there's no tension here.
Right, Mitch? Back me up, buddy.
Okay.
Bree fist bumps the air. Saul and Jacob stare at a painting.
Who'd have thunk it? When we first met at your farm stand, that one day we'd be standing here, shoulder to shoulder. The gay ex-husband, the new lover, supporting our lady. I mean, your lady, my ex-lady.
It's all good. We're cool.
I think now might be a good time to go over and say hi.
I wouldn't.
So I should just stay here and talk to you.
I think that's your sweet spot.
On yellow, with outlines of leaves and flowers, are blue and red balloons.
You can see the rage toward me in every brushstroke. Notice the bold use of yellow? That's because I hate mustard.
Brows knit, Jacob turns to Saul. Saul faces him and nods. Frankie greets Bud and Allison.
Oh, it's starting.
What's starting?
The Bud's super needy girlfriend drinking game.
You're going to want to eat something first.
She looks lovely.
They always look lovely.
It's great. I can't even play the game I invented.
Okay, Frankie, Someone has one thing, just one thing to say to you.
Frankie, the work in this collection blows me away.
Put a sock in it, Saul.
I told you, man.
He told you. Since when are there egg rolls?
Frankie grabs Saul's egg roll and marches off. Bud has his arm around Allison.
And that's when I realize I have celiac disease.
Oh, of course you do.
Gluten allergies are so, so common nowadays.
Oh, gosh, global warming.
Yeah.
Well, it's real. It's very real.
Sucks.
Do you have other allergies?
It's quicker for me to list the things I'm not allergic to. Mm-hmm.
Mal, Bree, Coyote, and Barry drink.
Plums. I don't even like them that much.
Another sip. Frankie approaches. Her eyes narrow.
Why are you all drinking in a clump?
We are just celebrating the fact that I'm going to buy one of your paintings.
Oh, really? Which one spoke to you?
The second least expensive one.
Huh.
And Mitch is so sad he's missing this. He said to get one to bring home.
Oh, cut the crap, you two. Nobody's buying any paintings. I don't mean nobody, I mean you people. No family can buy art. I don't want any part of your pity ponchos or your pretty purchases. If you love a piece, I will give it to you free of charge. And free of charge does not include delivery.
I once ordered a pizza and then I got robbed.
Wait, I can see that.
They chug. A vase with two phalluses.
Yeah, well, whatever you see, honey.
They're both handsome.
Grace!
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, right, Peter. Oh, I feel your belt.
Oh. How are you, Grace?
Oh, thank you for asking, Judy. I'm fine.
So what's new? You seen anybody?
That's a rude question, Peter.
I don't have time for that. I'm too busy with my new business.
Good for you.
Oh, good for you, Judy. Trust me, good for you, and maybe good for you too, Peter, if you're open.
He's not. I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm telling you, he's not.
I might be.
You're not.
I'm not. Frankie?
Saul, quit shadowing me, man.
You are so brave.
Oh, stop. I don't need your fake support. I don't need anybody but me to tell me that I'm an artist.
Not even, perhaps, Sir Kenneth Loggins?
Oh, really? He's the last freaking person I need to hear from. How do you even mention his name to me?
Excuse me.
Fuck.
You're here? Why are you here?
It's my military training. Never leave a man behind in hostile territory.
I did a bad thing, Robert. I did a very bad thing.
You've been here for 10 minutes. What could you have possibly done?
I did it before I came.
Saul heads for the entrance.
Okay. That charge.
Hello, Grace.
Robert.
How are you?
Oh, so good. So, so good. So much happening with the business.
So things are good.
Things are good. How about with you?
Things are good with me, too.
My things are better.
Turns out that my accountant was a bigamist. Who wasn't technically even an accountant.
They gulp.
Oh, it's a pee. Hey, Bud, do you have my special soap?
They guzzle.
Oh, but still good. Lost my sense of smell.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
I told you that drinking game bothers me.
That little bag of soap bothers me.
You know what? You guys suck.
So sorry, I'm new here, so.
Allison's great. Unlike you, she's kind. She has a big heart.
Oh, we know. She told us about that condition.
Fuck you all. I like her more than I like you people right now.
He's gonna go help her wipe.
Heard that.
False alarm. Nothing came out.
They drain their glasses. They turn to the bar.
Ooh,
Should line up a few more.
Frankie stops Cecilia.
Should I have sold a painting by now? Should I have sold 12 paintings? Are they bidding over the phone? Have you been on the horn with Japan?
I hate Japan. They only buy masterpieces.
Cecilia walks off. Frankie sticks out her tongue.
I had a thought.
Bree pulls Barry aside.
Family can't buy paintings, but you can.
Right. I guess I should probably buy all the paintings I can now, since if I play my cards right, someday I might, you know, actually be family.
So by family, you mean like people who choose to be related? Like by choice?
Yes, by choice.
Bree gapes.
So what do you think about that?
Right now? What do I think about that? Like right now?
You realize you can only stall so much by repeating back to me what I said.
I can only stall so long by repeating
stop,
back
stop
to you.
Stop it.
Can we not have this conversation right here?
I thought we were headed in a certain direction.
Mary, you know me. I'm not a future person. I'm more of a, this is so good. Let's keep doing this person.
Right, but at some point, if we keep doing this, it takes us into the future. Do you even see me in that future?
I don't not see. Not.
Oh my God. In,
no, it's not you, Barry. I don't see myself with more family in the future. I thought you knew this.
I do now.
Barry.
He walks away. Robert brings Grace a martini.
I noticed you gave up when the bartender was taking too long. For you.
Really? This didn't come from a box of martinis you bought me 4 years ago.
Just made, I promise.
Then thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, Frankie's a better artist than I thought.
Indeed.
It really does kind of capture Grace now, doesn't it?
Oh, it's just so sad, though. I mean, I used to envy her. We all did. She had everything. Now she has to work so hard to prove she didn't end up like this.
Yeah, it's a real shame.
Poor Grace.
Robert steps around the divider.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so glad you're enjoying Frankie's art, but if you could perhaps keep the cruelty to a minimum.
Grace joins Robert.
We didn't meet.
Don't even.
Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
They don't know anything about you.
Or maybe they do.
What are you talking about? Your things are better than my things. And Brianna just told me you've got a big loan all lined up.
Yeah. I lied to our daughter. We didn't get the loan.
You will? And as I recall, it took a few tries the last time, too.
The last time I wasn't 73.
Grace walks off. A phallus fountain spurts water. Coyote leans over to drink. He stops, looks around, then fills his plastic cup. Saul paces by the entrance.
Mr. Loggins. I am so thrilled that you came here tonight. I personally am especially moved.
You did call me about 700 times.
And you were very patient, no matter how insistent I became.
You know, I'm looking forward to meeting Frankie tonight. I really like her stuff.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can't come in.
Excuse me?
Your being here tonight was the grand gesture I was looking for. It turns out it was actually too grand, and it would undermine my ex-wife's newfound confidence as an artist. Mm-hmm. She's learning to follow her inner muse, and she doesn't need validation from you anymore, which you have to admit is really growth for her.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I really should have listened to my husband. The truth is, I've never been comfortable with people being angry at me, and now that includes you. Kenny Loggins.
Saul presses his lips together.
Hi.
Coyote hands Frankie a plate.
You're an artist, Mom. You're exactly what you wanted to be when you grew up. Yeah. God, I wish I could say the same.
Oh, honey.
Who's that man your father's talking to? Oh, my God!
Saul pushes Kenny Loggins out.
Oh, my God! What was that? Was that?
Yes, and I'm sorry I brought him here, but he sent him away.
Why weren't you sending him away?
You said you didn't need him anymore.
Nobody doesn't need Kenny Loggins. Oh, Saul, you were really working my left cheek.
I can't win. I'm trying to make things up to you, and I can't win.
No, you can't. Maybe someday, but definitely not today. Kenny!
Saul drops into a red chair. Robert sits in a second chair. In unison, they cross their legs.
It was sweet of you to try. It was sweet of you to come. I know.
Across the gallery, Grace sits in a chair. Frankie joins her in the second chair.
Can I go home and put on my pajamas?
Can I go home and put on my noose?
What's your damage? I didn't sell a painting to Kenny Loggins twice.
See that woman over there? She's been staring at that painting for a good 2.5 martinis, and I've been pacing myself.
Grace kicks Frankie.
What?
Go over there. Go.
Frankie approaches an older redheaded lady in front of the yellow painting.
I heard you've been spending some time with this piece.
This reminds me of a painting that was in the house that I grew up in. It's not the actual painting, but it's the memory of it, and it brings me back to a happy time.
Oh, wow.
And the yellow makes me feel hopeful.
Really? I just put the yellow in because my ex-husband hates mustard. But I like your interpretation better.
Would you like to take the happy time home with you?
You know, I really would, but I can't afford it.
How much you got?
Frankie places a red dot in the middle of the painting. Grace eyes it and tilts her head. Smiling, she nudges Frankie. Two walk off. Cecilia sweeps by and moves the dot onto the painting's label. Fade to black.
Well, I've learned my lesson and now I see. Love ain't the thing for me. Ain't nobody.
Nobody.
Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Turn me around. Ain't nobody. Gonna talk sweet talk to me. Ain't nobody. Gonna tell me how sweet love can be. I'm gonna take my love and put it on the shelf.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.